This is Sounds of Science. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Alex Filippidis. Cancer immunotherapy is often called the next big thing in medicine. But the promise of dramatic remissions, if not cures, hinges on patients getting the treatments. Earlier this month, the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle officially opened the Bezos Family Immunotherapy Clinic. The first of its kind clinic provides cancer immunotherapies to patients.
I think the key part of this is that it's really a patient-centric clinic.
Dr. David Maloney, Medical Director, Cellular Immunotherapy for Fred Hutch and its clinical care partner, Seattle Cancer Care Alliance.
We have 15 rooms that are dedicated care suites where a patient can check into at the beginning of the day.
Those rooms can handle outpatient services ranging from blood draws to transfusions and from bone marrow biopsies to tumor biopsies in many cases.
They're processed in a lab right in the clinic and then distributed to the research labs, which are then looking for T-cell persistence and making the next breakthroughs about how we then modify the protocols or write the next protocols to keep moving the field forward.
The first cancer immunotherapies were monoclonal antibodies. Then came bone marrow transplants, which were pioneered at Fred Hutch. Dr. Maloney says the transplants proved effective, but with complications.
What it showed us was that the immune system is incredibly potent at eradicating cancers, and that the transplant experience was basically the best witness that the immune system could actually eradicate tumors and provide long-term remissions and even cures.
Fred Hutch previously delivered care through its transplant service, but as new immunotherapies advanced to the clinic, the Cancer Center concluded it needed more space to treat more patients. Hence the clinic, named for the family of Amazon.com CEO Jeff Bezos. His parents, Jackie and Mike Bezos, have donated $30 million toward cancer immunotherapy research at Fred Hutch, though Dr. Maloney says none of that was used to build the $7 million clinic.
We needed a place where intensive research could be done on these patients, as well as the patients could be monitored for potential side effects that could be related to the treatment.
Thanks for taking the time. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, Sounds of Science, I'm Alex Filippidis.